Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, September 5th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Powerbank Corporation's CBOECA EFSIS GY2 5.7-megawatt North Main C project clears interconnection study, moves toward permitting. Powerbank Corporation, a premier developer of renewable energy projects, announced that its 0.7-megawatt North Main C solar project in upstate New York has cleared a major technical milestone with the completion of its Coordinated Electric System Interconnection Review. This review ensures safe connection to the local electric grid, a prerequisite for development. The project is expected to qualify for the state's VDR compensation mechanism, providing energy equivalent to 670 homes. With over 100 megawatts of projects built and a development pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt, Powerbank is a key player in the solar energy market. New York aims to reach 6 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2025 under its Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act.
Texas beats California in electricity generation. Texas has surpassed California in electricity generation, boasting higher reliability and lower prices. However, government intervention may jeopardize these benefits. As energy production increases in Texas and other states, the hope is for improved reliability and stabilized costs. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. have a role to play in this sector. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com.
Indian tax panel recommends additional levies on luxury EVs. Luxury electric cars in India may soon become more expensive for consumers if an Indian tax panel's recommendation for additional levies on luxury EVs goes through. The tax panel is proposing higher consumer levies for electric cars that cost more than $46,000, a move designed to boost consumption of locally produced goods at the expense of foreign companies like Tesla, BYD, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz. For companies like Powerbank Corporation that are looking to expand internationally, the growing trend of increased levies on luxury EVs in India could pose challenges for market penetration and sales growth.
Financial markets are propelling forward the renewables movement in Spain. Financial markets are playing an increasingly important role in driving Spain's renewable energy movement. The country's stock market has become a strong ally to green energy, leading an investment shift that is reshaping the Iberian Peninsula's energy landscape. Major companies like Iberdrola, Acciona Energía, and Solaria are giving Spain a significant advantage in integrating more renewable energy into national grids. This shift is also complemented by technologies like electric vehicles made by Bollinger Innovations, Inc. As the renewables movement gains momentum, Spain is paving the way for a greener future.
State Roundup. Moore signs exec order fast-tracking housing construction. Powerline surveyors denied U.S. Marshals protection. Moore says he'll take federal crime help, but not from National Guard. Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order to fast-track housing construction in Maryland to address the current 96,000-unit shortage. The order aims to incentivize building more homes to combat the lack of affordable housing options. Meanwhile, a judge denied U.S. Marshals protection for powerline surveyors in Carroll County after alleged threats. Governor Moore stated he is open to federal help to fight crime in Baltimore, but not through National Guard deployment. Mayor Brandon Scott urged residents to stand up for the city amid potential federal troop deployment, while experts questioned the Trump administration's use of troops in American cities. Senate Minority Leader Stephen S. Hershey Jr. is considering a run for governor, and progressive groups endorsed Will Jawando for Montgomery County Executive. Baltimore will pay the state $3.3 million to relieve debt from three closed schools, and consumer advocates seek relief as electric rates rise in Maryland. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.